Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with the Due Time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? We got started. The week got started hot with our Due Time crew. And we had our relationship conversation as it continued from last week. The dumbest arguments that you have with your partner. Yes. What did we talk about yesterday? What about you cook, I clean, I cook, you clean? It just doesn't seem to flow well at all. What is that about? Why we just can't? How about this one? You clean for the week, I'll cook for the week. And then next week, you'll do the same thing. That way, we don't have to worry about it. Okay? I don't know. You know, sometimes, excuse me, these things just seem to be like so simple, but yet so difficult. We talked about those wrong directions. How about that one? You know, women have been complaining for decades that men would rather get lost than to actually, you know, ask for directions. Yes. So they're like, well, you know what? If that's what he wants to do, then go ahead and let him do it. I'm not arguing about it. Oh, so that's a new one. I hadn't heard that one before. And what about who turned the heat up? And it's already 90 degrees in here. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, that's a constant one for some people. You know, Pastor Sean said, listen, I'm sorry. I cannot help the hot flashes. And I can't help it for 5 minutes I'm hot and then the next minute I'm cold. That's how it's just going to go sometimes. Yeah. You know, listen, we talked yesterday. And, you know, certain things you're not going to be able to get around. But the other things that you can, you might as well go ahead and listen. In other words, pick your battles. Pick your battles. We can't fight about everything. Oh, come on now. Come on, people. You can't fight about everything. Right? Okay. So, we cannot end a Monday morning without getting our switch tip from Shanti's. And yesterday's switch tip was not just pay attention, but pay attention to God. Now that there is what nails it. Yes, you're not just paying attention. You know, even she said, I started to say just pay attention. But then I realized You can't just pay attention. You got to pay attention to God. Yeah. Come on. You know, God talks and reveals himself in so many ways. And unfortunately, you know, we're either moving too fast or we're not, you know, we're not focusing. We're looking right at it sometimes and we just don't see it. Well, come on. Come on. Slow down a little bit. Get those goggles on. Watch God. Listen for God. And pay attention. Yes. No one is good enough for us to just go to school and sit up in the classroom, right? No. You have to get yourself together and pay attention to God. Yes. You know, yes, I said pay attention to God in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Because if you didn't pay attention in the classroom, then God just didn't make no difference. Yes, I know sometimes I throw y'all. It's okay. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. Simmer down. Yes. But all jokes aside, you know, so many times, you know, I just had a conversation very late last night with somebody. And, you know, we really can't do what we want to do. This thing just don't seem to be working out. I'm serious. Every time someone tries to do what they want to do and God just lets go, then everybody's twisted. Shanti talked about it yesterday. You know, says, I can leave you to a reprobate mind. And if that's what you want, you'll get it after a while. You know, ignoring God leads to a downward spiral. That's what Romans 1 says. And I tell you, it ain't working no different than that. It's not working any differently. It is definitely what is going on. Everything is going straight downhill. Listen, there's no middle here. You're either for God and you're going to receive your blessing, or either you're not for God. And after a while, he doesn't have to do anything to you. I think you need to pay attention to that. He doesn't have to do, he doesn't have to exact anything. All he has to do is leave you alone. Yes, because you're not paying attention to him no way. So it's like, why am I taking time with you when you have clearly indicated to me that you don't want to be bothered? You're not paying attention to me at all. So you know what? Let's get this together. Let's make this happen. And let's pay attention to God. Okay? Okay. So, is that how we're going to start our morning off? Yes. We're going to start. See, you had already gotten your morning started yesterday when you got the switch tip. So now today you have a fresh start with brand new mercies. Yes, the Bible tells us that God wakes us up every day with brand new mercies. What more could you possibly ask for? Yes. Okay. All right. Today is Let's Talk About It Tuesday Church Folk Day. Oh, this is the highest day of the week. Yes, still the highest day of the week. And we got something special for you today. We're going to get to talking. And I like Tuesdays because I can talk a little bit longer and I can use the excuse that it's Let's Talk About It Tuesday. Yeah. Yeah. And I got some stories. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. I got some stories for you. So just get ready to take that break. Get that healthy breakfast. Text and call a friend and let them know that it's due time when Pastor Steph is on. And hold on to your seat because, yeah, these stories are going to be quite, quite interesting. All righty. So we're going to take that break right now, and we'll be right back.
Nationwide Children's Hospital has gone from a very strong regional hospital to a national leader in cancer care. I'm Dr. Randall Olszewski. I'm a pediatric oncologist at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Many families come to us at the time of their diagnosis, and their number one question is why? Why did this happen? We are learning more and more about what causes cancer. The first hurdle is to cure them. But it's a rough road for them. Most children and adolescents with cancer are going to survive their disease. We have a cancer survivorship clinic here for children who have survived their cancer and are more than 5 years off therapy. Good survivorship care really is having providers who understand not only the therapy they received, but also the side effects that therapy can bring down the line. There's a lot of moving parts. Cancer care is complex. It involves a large team of people. It can take time, but we're learning more and more, and everyone is here really to focus on you, not just as a patient, but also as a family.
Good morning and good morning to you. It's time with Pastor Steph is on, and today is Tuesday. Let's talk about it, Tuesday Church Folk Day. Yes. Yes, we've arrived at Tuesday already. I don't know. It's like you can't get enough hours in overnight. Overnight. I was like, well, wait a minute. I just laid down and it was already time to get up. Did that happen to you? It surely happened to me. I was trying to figure out what happened to the clock. I think somebody just kind of pushed the time up on me. Yeah, it was really weird. It was really weird, too. Yeah, I haven't felt like that in a long time. But if it means that expedited the time that I would be with you, I guess that wasn't such a bad thing, right? Alrighty. So I want to welcome you this morning to our day here, you know, our church folk day. You know how we do. And we're going to get started with this news. Yeah, these news stories are quite something else, okay? We have a case here in Manhattan, in New York City, where we are based. And the article says the city allowed a Manhattan high school teacher accused of posting a nearly nude selfie online and flirting with students to stay on the job for more than a year. They finally removed him on Saturday, this past Saturday. And they say, Gabriel Mighty, who's 27, he's a social studies teacher at Lower Manhattan Arts Academy. You know, people have been complaining about him ever since last school year. And that's the students and the other staff members. And, you know, the investigation has been going on, but they had not gotten rid of him. And that's kind of weird because generally, they get rid of you or at least sit you down until they finish their investigation. But they hadn't done that this time. And even one of the graduates from last year had complained that Mighty had sexually harassed him during his senior year, But again, rather than kind of sit him down for the alleged inappropriate behavior, while the investigation was going on, they didn't do anything and gave him some role in the graduation ceremony last year. Yeah. And they say even since then, students have complained about his behavior. So this is really something, you know, they say that he's accused of pressing his groin against another male teacher's leg at a staff holiday party. Yep. So again, this is not just the children, you know, the students complaining. It's the staff as well. And they are really in an uproar because, I mean, think about it. Is that what you're really doing? You really leaving these teachers in place while people are complaining, not just the teachers, but the students, not just the two students, but the teachers, okay? And they said that this is meant, it's just been growing. So they say what he texted and one of the students and said, "Hope you're having a good summer. Too bad I haven't gotten to see you," with a frown emoji. And it says, "And it can stay between us." And the teen asks, "Well, you know, why, what's the big deal? Why, if you're reaching out to me, why does it have to stay between us?" So that automatically flagged that something was not right. Yes. So, you know, this finally, they sat him down. And now, you know, the people are complaining even more because it's like, okay, so how long is this going to go on? Is this going to happen again? Yeah. I'm definitely not, you know, and now that you have the children in the school full-time now, you know, last year, remember, you know, some were remote, some was home. Nah, now you got everybody. Now you got everybody out in the school right now. So you can't afford to be having these teachers who are, you know, slimy. Now you're going to have them out in the school. Are you really, really, really allowing these teachers to be exposed to these children? Oh, my goodness gracious. I tell you. All right, so we have another story. Now, this one here. So there was a Tennessee teen who, I guess, mother was not happy with his behavior or activities or something, and she took his phone. Well, she went to sleep and never woke up because he shot her in the head with her own handgun. Yes, I tell you. So Sean Willis has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the death of his mother. And he's 17 years old. He was 17 years old when it happened. They say he crept into his mother's bedroom, and he took the handgun out of the nightstand, and he killed her with it. Last year, April 2020. Yes. And with his father's permission, he was able to tell the story because, you know, he's underage at the time, and the father gave permission for him to talk and to tell what happened. And he said he took the gun out of the drawer, went into another room to load it so he didn't wake her up, and when he returned, he said he shot her at close range in the head. And it doesn't It doesn't say anything more than he simply shot her because she took his cell phone earlier that night. Yes. Now, he's 18. So now that they've decided to charge him as an adult, and he's being held on $1 million bond, I tell you. So now you can't even discipline your kids without putting the gun up. Yeah. 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 This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. You know, what do you do? What do you do now? What do you do with the disciplining of your children? Do you have to really now, you know, discipline your children and then lock doors? You know, but I'm going to tell you something. This is not the first time he's blown up at her. No, this is not new. Because you don't go from just calm to shooting somebody in the head, especially your mother. Especially your mother. Something happened before, probably a couple times, and he blew up at her, and she probably made light of it, you know, didn't pay a whole lot of attention. And, yeah, now she's dead. Because I can't imagine, you know, not disciplining my kid, because now I got to worry about whether you going to pull a gun out on me and shoot me. And what happened to putting the guns up? I don't know. What happened to putting your guns up? I guess she figured because he was 18, she wouldn't have to worry about, you know, it's not like a little kid, you know, but wherever, you know, however she let him know, he knew exactly what, everything was there together because they said he took the gun out the nightstand and went and loaded it. So clearly wherever the gun was, the bullets were, and this is how it goes down. This is how it goes down. So I don't know. I guess, you know, you better be watching how you discipline your children, because this is where it can lead to, unfortunately. Oh, here we go. A West Virginia woman admitted in federal court that she arranged for a police chief to rape a teenage girl in her family for as little as $50. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it says Kristen Naylor Legg, who's 28, was present during both encounters and even provided towels so the 17-year-old victim could clean herself. She received $100 for the first incident and charged $50 for the second, and she didn't get paid for the second time. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So they're charging her with conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of a minor. So they're saying that the chief is now a former chief, and he's been charged with conspiracy to engage in sex trafficking of a minor via coercion and sex trafficking of a minor via coercion. Now, I don't know what that means. I guess they duplicated that. Oh, my God. He pleaded not guilty and is set to go on trial in November. Oh, my gosh. So here's what happened. The young lady is the one who contacted the police to report the abuse, and it took place last year, okay? And it says in the first incident, Naylor Legg drove the teen to a spot near a river and watched as the police chief, wearing his uniform, forced the girl to perform oral sex, then raped her outside his squad car. I mean, are we... The second incident took place in an old high school building, and he assaulted her in a room and told her some explicit stuff needed to happen. Now, what happens to your brain that you go and set up a 17-year-old kid to have sex with you? And what goes through your brain to set up a 17-year-old to have sex with a police chief? And y'all really think y'all not gonna get caught? Y'all really think that this ain't, y'all didn't kill her, okay? You left her. You just left her. You really thought that this was gonna ride forever? Really? I can't. What is happening to this world? This is the police chief. We can't trust anybody in any position. And that's what I mean. That's what I mean when I say we can't trust anybody. It's like your position means nothing these days. It means nothing. These are the people who have been hired and who have committed themselves to, or supposedly committed themselves to protect us. So we don't have to worry about them shooting our young men anymore or shooting the dads. You now have to worry about them raping your children, but they don't need to snatch them off the street. They don't need to snatch them out of your house, because all they have to do is pay somebody $150 to set the whole thing up. That really makes sense. I'm going to jail for sex trafficking of a minor for $50 or $100, because she didn't even get the second money. So you going to jail for $100 and you got no pleasure out of it. You sat and watched. That's as much pleasure as you got out of this whole thing here. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ooh, I don't know if I want to talk about it. Let's talk about it Tuesday. Well, my final story today. FedEx driver no longer has a job, and I'm so happy for this one here, too. Okay, so here's what he said. He actually got on TikTok. Here we go filming our crimes again. He said on the TikTok video, here's what he said. What's up, TikTok? Just wanted to come on here and let all you know, if you have a Joe Biden, Kamala, blankety blank, camel toe flag posted up in front of your house, a Black Lives Matter flag, I will not deliver your blankety blank mail or package. I will bring that back to the station and I will keep doing that blankety blank. Have a good day. So this 36-second clip on TikTok of this dope wearing his FedEx uniform inside of the delivery truck was viewed over 80,000 times, with a whole lot of people commenting he was going to lose his job. Well, of course he's going to lose his job when you didn't post it in your FedEx uniform in the truck. Well, they weren't stupid, because as soon as the powers that be got a hold to that video, oh, he lost his job. He lost his job. And then he went back on TikTok claiming that I didn't know I could get fired when I didn't even work there anymore, because he had already quit. Yeah, right. If you already quit, what was the purpose of you telling people that they were not going to get their packages delivered, that you weren't going to deliver their packages? Because if you were no longer working it, you wouldn't have been delivering no packages no way. So No, stupid. You got flagged. I don't know how you thought that was not going to happen, and you lost your job. Lost your job. Because you didn't want to deliver packages to Joe Biden supporters, Kamala Harris supporters, or Black Lives Matter supporters. What difference does it make to you? What difference does it make? Just take the package where it needs to be. And I'm glad he ain't got no job, because I got annoyed because I got a package delivered the other day from FedEx. And we don't get a whole lot of FedEx deliveries, more than we get UPS deliveries. And I thank God for that, because the dope left a heavy couch in the lower part of the yard, leaning up against the gate. That's how he left my package, and gave me one quick bunk on the door and walked off and drove off. Yeah, they don't want to do their job no way. Now I didn't have a Joe Biden or Kamala, you know, Harris thing in my yard, or a Black Lives Matter flag or anything. Just in the open yard. And I didn't get my package, so good for you. Good for you. You don't need no job, because you don't want to do your job. How are you going to pick and choose who you deliver packages to? Come on. Let's get ourselves together here. Oh, well, it's about that time for us to talk to our due time panel today. And I am so happy to be able to talk to my buddy, Pastor Ed. Good morning, Pastor Ed. Are you talking to the mute button?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. This is some kind of news we got going on here today. So let's talk about some of this madness happening here. So we got the Manhattan teacher who posted this nearly naked snatch, you know, online and flirted with the students, and they never let him go. They didn't sit him down or anything during the time of the investigation. And while he was under the investigation, they had the nerve to give him the assignment of handing out the diplomas as the students walked across the stage last year during the graduation ceremony. What is that?
My God. You know,
what's your thought, Pastor Eric?
I guess, the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I keep telling people that this world is in a state that the less people reverence God, acknowledge God, and the more, you know, the less that individual humans, and the more people that do not know him, the worse the situation is going to get. It's like anything is acceptable, anything goes. And it doesn't seem to shock or concern our society as a whole. Now, and, you know, I'm not talking about individuals or groups of us who trust in the Lord, but Pastor Steph, even beyond trusting in the Lord, where's common human decency where something like this is allowed?
Right.
And the authorities don't even take it seriously enough to where this gentleman, this individual is still allowed access.
Right.
We are in a very precarious state when it comes to decency and morality in the land, not just this nation, everywhere.
Right. You know, as Pastor Kim would say, let's say it together, we are in our last and evil days. No, and that's the point I'm trying to make, Pastor Ed. Even if we take God and put him on the side, take him and put him on the side. For people who, you know, don't serve God, it has gotten that bad. You know, Shanti talked about yesterday, pay attention to God, and the fact that he said, you know, he was going to leave us to a reprobate mind. And that's exactly what's happening, where this is the norm. You know, years ago, it was like, oh, my gosh, you got to be kidding me. Get him out of there. And now it's like, okay, well, we're going to leave him in there, you know, until, you know, we finish our investigation. Continue letting him do what he do. And, you know, let this go on until. And that's the scary part, because years ago, you know, it didn't go down like that. You know, it didn't go down like that.
A vigilante mob.
That's right.
You would have had to keep them from executing mob violence again.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right. That's right. It was not, no part of this was acceptable to anybody, Oh, okay. So let's talk about the woman who was paid $100 from the police chief so he could rape her teen relative. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh.
Again, this is evil embodied in human beings. First, let's just deal with, and I'm not trying to get, you know, into political stances on gender, but let's just deal with the fact that first, with the first individual, you're a woman, one, and this is your relative, two,
yep.
And this is a minor. In our family, all the children are our children, period.
Right.
So,
right.
Cousin, third cousin, fifth removed times two, you're a child in our family, or you're just a child, period. You know, a minor. And she's a woman, and this is a female child. So there are just, we could pick that apart for days concerning the issues there.
Absolutely.
But
Absolutely.
Except to say, at the heart of it is you are subjecting yourself and being a vessel of evil. And then this sick pedophile, supposed to be a server and protector of the public, especially children. So, one, he completely was derelict of his duties as a public servant and a law enforcement officer. How are you enforcing laws and you're breaking some of the worst of them? And the
my gosh.
And I'm not trying to be funny, but let's just be real. There are plenty of folks out here that will be grown folks that will give you what
Absolutely.
You want.
Absolutely.
The fact that you victimized and took advantage of a child tells me there is something sinister at work here with your mind, your spirit, your emotions, your physical. Oh, just, this kind of stuff gets my blood pressure up. And that's not good with folks in Texas who carry guns. God help us.
You know, you're talking about all of this for a measly $100, and to show that he don't care nothing about you, he ain't even give you the second $50 he promised. So, Absolutely. You were okay with just $100 measly dollars to set this whole thing up, and you sat and you watched. You watched this. So this became a show to you. Even, you know, this became a movie theater. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff that, like you said, we can't even expect our family members to protect our young people because they got an ulterior motive going on in their world. Oh, my gosh. All right, our last story. The FedEx driver who went on TikTok and for some reason thought this was going to go past the powers that be over at FedEx. 80,000 hits, over 80,000 views of you saying how you're not going to deliver anybody who is supporting the Kamala Biden team as well as Black Lives Matter. Really? You really did
that? Prime example of somebody intellectually bankrupt, beyond ignorant, and so driven by stupidity and hatred that they don't have sense enough to protect their bread and butter. Now, I'm curious, white, and because guess what? Let me say this. Let's do a what if. If I wasn't saved and didn't know the Lord and I had hatred for somebody, I don't care how much I hate you, you're not getting between my livelihood.
Absolutely.
To support myself and my family. So he was just a plum knucklehead. He deserved to lose his job. And I think others should be very careful about hiring someone who not only, first of all, he has a toxic mindset, because in politics, you dislike someone's political beliefs enough that you're going to threaten other folks with authority that you don't have.
Right?
That's one.
Right?
And two, you know, what happened to the land of the free, the home of the brave? So now, whatever political party he was representing, they're so weak and impotent that you now have to threaten people over their packages.
Right. Now I can't get my wig because I support Biden and Kamala Harris? Really?
But worse than that, what if it was someone that needed life-saving meds or a device that keeps them alive? You know, it was a replacement or whatever the case was. And because I forget the term the young people use, but anyway, because you're mad, big mad or whatever the term is, you're that mad over an election that took place almost a year ago. This administration has been in office. It'll be a year and a few months. And you're still believing that election lie and that toxic ideology from another jackass. And you lose your job.
Oh, my goodness. It's so true. It is so true. I you know, I you just get speechless after a while.
I'm sorry, donkey. Mule.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Pastor Ed. We're so happy to have you with us today. Thank you for getting our conversation jump-started here today. Let's say good morning to our Pastor Charlene. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you? Hi, Pastor Ed. I'm glad you're back.
Hey, good. So glad to be back. Thank you.
Good morning to you, Pastor Charlene. Oh, we're talking about this crazy, crazy world here. The Manhattan teacher who posted naked snap pictures and flirted with the students, and not only just the students, he was flirting with the, he pressed his groin area up against the teacher at a holiday party. So he's all out of control. He don't know if he wants the teacher, the students, or anybody else. And they never let him go. They never let him go during the investigation. They didn't sit him down or anything. And he's actually active. What does that make the students feel like?
That's crazy. First of all, they're going to feel some kind of way because they don't know what he might do to them. My first girl was, what happened to the PTA? They don't have that no more. Like, they get together and the parents, you know, I know that's what we did back in the day. The parents can get together and, you know, go out there and picket or, you know, refuse for the teacher, you know, to be in the building and take it to whoever they need to take you to, the Congress and all of that.
I don't know, Pastor Sean, because that's what I mean, there's no way in the world this could have been a parent in the hood, I'll tell you that much. This could have been a teacher in the hood, rather.
You know.
this could have been a teacher on this side of the fence, because or this side of the fence at one of these schools, because baby, all they had to do was tell one parent, and it would have been on. I mean, come on, Pastor Charlotte. Earlier in the month, we talked about when the parent got mad that they made his daughter or son put a mask on, and he showed up to arrest the principal. And yet this here?
Exactly. They would have found him in pieces.
Okay.
For real.
Okay.
A little bit over there, a little bit over there, different countries and
that's
states
right.
and stuff like that.
That's right.
Yes.
And they would not have cared about who knew that they had done that. They would probably go to jail. It wouldn't have mattered. Because Pookie, Ray Ray, and all of them would have been scared. Would have been scared up at that school. He would have been scared to come out. They would have had to call a SWAT team because he would have been scared to come out that school. Come on,
that's
Pastor,
right.
You
that's
know
right. That's right. You know, like when they be, they get arrested and they be on TV and they hold their head down and everybody head be straight up.
Yeah,
we did it. We did it.
Yeah, absolutely. They wouldn't have cared. They wouldn't have cared. All right, Pastor Charlotte, we talking about $100.
Okay.
You can be bought for $100 to turn over your female relative to the police chief. Really?
Now, that, too, is crazy. I don't understand with the adults that's supposed to be leading and teaching these children, and we are falling by the wayside. Now, that's crazy, too, for her to stand there to watch it. So my first thought was maybe this happened to her. And, you know, when Pastor A was talking about, you know, the family issues, that it could be. You know what I mean? With that she's a custom. How did you wish this little girl's mother? You know, so it's a lot. And for you to take her there, and then I'm sure you told her, and you better not tell nobody. I'm sure she told her that.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're right. And I'm glad that he didn't give her the rest of the money, but they're going to take care of him when he goes inside for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're
going in
there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't tolerate that. It's crazy that a bunch of criminals have a standard.
How about that?
They have a standard. It's just stuff you don't do. Yeah, that ain't
exactly.
going to eat with him. And I hope they don't give him no protective custody either.
Absolutely. And they need to put both of them two in the same jail together, the teacher and him.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They can help each other out.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pastor Charlotte. I'm liking that idea. Oh, my goodness. All right. So now we got the FedEx driver who says, they're not delivering your wig, Pastor Charlotte. So you better take down that Biden, Harris, and they're not going to deliver your heart medicine, the defibrillators. They're not delivering nothing because you are supporting Biden, Harris, and the Black Lives Matter. What is that?
Now, that's also, you know, I watched some of them on that and show how their jobs, because somebody had tagged me for me to watch it because of somebody that was on the post office had said the same thing about, you know, they wasn't delivering and, you know, if you're looking for your mail, it's sitting in the truck and I have the right to not deliver your mail. You don't have that right. But see, the problem is that they're hiring anybody and they don't have a standard anymore for these jobs. So they're trying to fulfill the spot, but they're not investigating the people like they used to. So the people coming in now in these jobs, think that they can do whatever they want to do, because if he knew that he could not do that, he wouldn't have did it. So
wait,
somebody...
What makes you think, wait, hold on, Pastor Shaw, hold on. What makes you think that you can take a job that you are required to deliver the package or the mail, and you don't have to deliver the package or the mail? What is that? I don't understand. What does that mean?
Exactly. They don't. You can't do that. You have to deliver anybody just as well if they had a dog, because it's stated that regardless, you can deliver. You have no choice but to deliver. You are not supposed to bring it back to the terminal. You're not supposed to do that. They have the same rules. You're not supposed to bring the mail back unless that it is towards death to you. So these people, that's what I'm saying, they're just doing this because they think that they can get away with it. It's not right. Because I would be mad you ain't bring my wig. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go flip up everything. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. You are so right. Don't tell me you're not delivering my mail because I got something on my door. Don't tell me you're not delivering my, you know, that has nothing to do with you. I don't care if you don't like me. I don't speak to you. You don't speak to me. I didn't give you nothing for Christmas, whatever. Deliver my mail. That is your job.
Yeah. Big time.
You
are
right.
I said, how do you take a job that you're supposed to deliver the mail and then you say, I don't have to deliver the mail? That is just retarded. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that word.
That is.
That's just stupid.
I say it. That was just so retarded. I'll say it for you. Okay.
Yeah, that's not politically correct. We can't say those words. Okay. They're just dumb. It's just dumb. It's just dumb. Oh, thank you, Pastor Shauna, for joining us this morning. And it is my pleasure to announce our replacement and your third leg, Pastor KL.
Yay! Hey, welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Giving honor to God, who is ahead of my life, to my co-laborers.
Oh, Lord.
I appreciate being on the platform with you wonderful people.
Already you cutting up.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, Pastor KL. Good morning, Pastor Steph. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks. I'm all right. You know, welcome as our third leg for Let's Talk About It Tuesday Church Folk Day. And thank you for accepting the invitation from God, because that ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but him. And we're happy to have you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. So, Pastor KL, we talk about this crazy news. Let's talk about it. Our New York City teacher, you know, he's being naked in the Snapchat and flirting with the students and the teachers, and they did not sit him down. What is it now? You know, well, what do you have to do to be sat down is my question.
Ooh, you got to be black. You got to be black to get sat down. How about that?
I'm looking at this picture.
How about that?
I'm looking at this picture, and he's looking like he might be a little toasty, you know, like he might be a little mixed. Yeah, I don't know. But I tell you, if he was of a certain skin tone, or like you said, it would not be any question. But
yeah, because I mean, I heard you ladies were saying that, you know, if it was on our side of the fence, you know, Pookie and Ray Ray would have been out there. Pookie and Ray Ray wouldn't have had to be out there because they would have sat him down. He'd have been in jail. He'd have had something going on. So, I mean, there would not have had to be a fight. There would not have had to be no PTA. There would not have had to be any of that stuff. Because once they got wind of it, he would have been gone. He would have been facing some type of charges.
Right.
He would have definitely lost his license. You know, he might have even been restricted as a pedophile. So his life as he knew it would have been totally ruined.
Yep,
you know,
got that right.
And this just shows that sometimes on the other side of the fence, you know, they give you more power. You know, so now you're untouchable. You know, I'm still teaching. In fact, not only am I still teaching, you know, I'm congratulating you by giving you your diploma. The one that I was all in your face and I was trying to mess with you and I was trying to get you. Now, you can't touch me, but I can give you a diploma and say, go about your business, even though you're mad.
Wow.
As the young folks will say, are you mad or not?
Well, wait, I'm going to throw a little spice up in here. Based on what you just said. So, for the three of you, not only is there a complaint against him, but they also have the principal sitting in his seat with the same sexual harassment complaint, and they have not removed him either. So that really makes me believe that you might be a little toasty, and they're not getting rid of you because they don't want to get rid of the other one.
Misery love company.
That's right.
How can I now enforce something against you when I've been just as guilty? Because then what happens is that you might have heard about something, but now if I go hard on you, then all my skeletons comes out of my closet.
That's right.
And now we're kumbaya and together singing, holding hands.
That's why you got the responsibility of handing out the diplomas, because I'm kissing your butt.
Right. Because he knows you well. He knows you better than any teacher knows you. In fact, we might have been in the cafeteria having a conversation together about this.
It's almost
like David. We supped together. We know our inner secrets together. Now you want to stone me?
So I thought I'd add that little piece of spice up in there. Now we see why you ain't sat down, because they got the principal still sitting up in his seat. Ah, man. All right. So we're talking about the woman for $100, Alex. $100. She turns over her innocent 17-year-old family member to this police chief. Really?
Well, it sounds like, I mean, both of them have mental issues. You know, it almost sounds like the woman is on some type of drugs and she just need a hit. That she was sacrificed, you know, her own family member to get what she need to get. You know, but of course the person in authority got mental issues as well. You know, we take advantage, and sometimes we have too much power. You know, too much power is dangerous. You know, we feel that we can do anything, anyway. You know, I'm going to heaven anyway. You know, I pray every day. You know, I can do all this other stuff. He'll forgive me 70 times 7. So it's okay. But it sounds like they have mental issues.
Yeah, definitely. I would go the drug, you know, because you'll do anything for drugs. You'll sell anybody for the drugs.
Right.
I definitely believe that, you know, that is definitely one of the issues that that we're facing. You know,
You never know. He might have pulled her over at one time for drugs.
Yes.
So he might know her history.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then pulled
and
over our last time and said, okay, if you want to get out of this, this is what we need to do.
Yep. You got somebody for
the
me.
Water.
Because, come on, who else can you offer $100 to? Who? You know that ain't on our side of the fence.
No. I mean, listen. There was that one time I give my children away. I mean, not for that, but just to give them away and get them out of the house. I don't need $100. They can go. I'll pay you child support.
Okay. I'm like, come on now. You know. Because I thought the same thing. I'm like, you know what? How would he possibly get mixed up with a person like this? Well,
Right.
And who's to say he's not on drugs also? You know, we don't know what you're doing. You know, so I tell you, there's so many different possibilities here, and that you can take a number of guesses, and it might be right. Okay, so we're finishing up with this FedEx driver who was hired to deliver packages. And like Pastor Charlotte said, thinks that he don't have to deliver the packages because you are a supporter of someone he doesn't support. What should they do with it? Is firing him, is that good enough?
No, I think he definitely should be fired, but I think there should be some type of charges. You know, I mean, first of all, you're almost like the postman. You know, you're supposed to deliver no matter what. You know, and as Pastor Charlotte was saying, you know, now with the times being so crunched, these folks are not going through interviews. If you can, if there's breath coming out of you and you can see breath in a mirror, I got to hire you because I know you're breathing. You know, we're just picking people that breathe now. You know, because people don't want to come to work. So
right.
As long as
right.
you can breathe and operate a vehicle or operate whatever type of job it is, then they're hiring you. They're taking that chance. Well, if it doesn't work out, we'll try somebody else. But they're not doing complete interviews anymore. They're not sitting down calling references and all that other thing. People are not doing that anymore. If you can breathe and you have the uniform, you can get a job.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's boiling down to, especially after Pastor Charlotte said what she said. It's like you said, this is like any old body here. Can you fit this uniform? Okay, come on, it's just
right.
going in here. Yeah, it's just really no standard anymore, and this is what we're subjected to, and this is what y'all are subjecting us to. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you, Pastor KL, for joining the team and joining our conversation this morning. And
yes, ma'am.
We got some comments from the listeners. Let's see what they got to say. Let's say good morning to Shanti. Good morning, Shanti.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Fine.
Good morning,
Shanti. How are you? What you got for us today?
Okay, so the first comment that was sent in was regarding the story with the FedEx worker. And it reads, most people don't realize that FedEx is a federal job, and when you go against the government who you are employed by, anything you do is open for reprimand. They would have an extremely serious fight on their hands if Social Security checks came via FedEx. It would be a totally different life for him.
Wow. Wow. Interesting piece of information. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, and then we have another comment sent in regarding the teacher, I believe. And that one reads, he shouldn't be following students on Snapchat and vice versa. That was the first strike.
Yeah, I agree. There needs to be a line drawn. You can't become a friend. No,
mm-hmm.
I agree, listener, I agree. What else we got?
That's all we have so far.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Shanti. Thank you for relaying our listener comment.
You're welcome.
Hopefully we'll get some more. Chat with you later.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, listeners. You're absolutely right. You know, we have no business. Listen, you're there to be a teacher and a teacher only. You're not here to befriend my child. You know, you shouldn't be having these personal texts and all of these kind of things. You know, I remember when we were in the, what do you call that thing, remote, and I overheard Mariah, and they were in a group, and I overheard a conversation between the teacher and one of the kids. Now, remember, Mariah is only six. And I said, we exchanging numbers or something here? Is that what we should we be doing? And I can't remember what exactly it was, but it just didn't even sound right. And I'm like, no, I think I need to be having this conversation too. You know, because it really, you have to draw a line. And that's why, you know, even in the article they talk about, you know, like I said, I read, you know, he's saying, well, you know, don't mention this to anybody. No, because you ain't got no business talking to these kids outside of the classroom. That's it. So, you know, this is what happens when we start crossing the line. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, thank you so much for your comments. Listeners, thank you, Duke Time panel, for Let's Talk About a Tuesday Church Folk Day. We're about to come back with our topic for today, and I'm sure we're going to have a good time. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back.
I thought I was all sung. Turns out they're green.
It feels good to focus on others.
My tax preparation skills are appreciated, and I don't have to wear a tie.
Nothing beats a great hand except lending one. Be a WISE volunteer. Support seniors in maintaining balanced lives. Visit wiseandhealthyaging.org or call 310-394-9871.
A morning without some dew. Spend yours with Pastor Steph.
Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. It's Let's Talk About It Tuesday Church Folk Day. And, oh, we have been having our conversation about this crazy news, these crazy people, this crazy world we're living in. And we have been speaking to our Pastor Ed Perry, our Pastor Charlene Bibb, and the new addition to our church folk team, Pastor KL. You already know him. He's old hat. We already know him. But we've kind of wanted to expand his horizons here on his new time with Pastor Steph. And we're looking forward to some great times and some great conversation. We're about to talk about some different stuff here today. We're going to shift gear. And we're going to talk about our complaining Christians. Ooh, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Sean, Pastor Ed, Pastor KL. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks again for joining us. And we're going to talk about our complaining Christians this morning. So I want to ask, what is some of the crazy stuff that you've heard our Christians complaining about? What you got for us, Pastor Ed? Give us one thing that you just, when you heard the complaint, you were like, really? Come on.
I actually had a particular member that decided she was going to stop coming to church because of the music ministry. She didn't believe we should be paying money for musicians. She didn't believe we should be singing anything but anthems. And so as a result, she was not going to attend service any longer because of the music and these particular things concerning the music ministry.
Wow, really? And you're going to stop coming to church for that?
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
And this was not a young person. This was somebody well beyond their 310.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't with you people. I can't. Well, you know what? First of all, Pastor Ed, when you mentioned the anthem, that already tells us they passed a 3-10. Because young people don't want to hear no anthems. They don't want to hear
no
anthems.
Well, she made a point that in her culture, that was true church music in her culture.
Wow. Woo! See, I knew that y'all would have some crazy stuff. I knew y'all would have some crazy stuff. Pastor Charlotte, I'm even scared to ask you what they didn't complain about on your end. Well, what's one of the craziest complaints that you've gotten?
Well, one was that one lady, she used to be the baker of the church. And then we end up being a young lady that came and, you know, and she baked. But you always had the same cake because that's all she did was the first lady. She was older, too, and she baked only certain kind of cakes. The young girl came in, and she was baking, and she baked the cake. She did pie. She did all of that. So, of course, everybody started getting hers, the young one, and didn't want to get the older ones anymore. So she got mad, and she didn't come to church for a little while because nobody wanted her cakes no more.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, so she had a problem.
How'd y'all get her back to church?
Well, I guess, you know, some of the people start talking to her. You know, it's not about the cake, but then when she came, she might as well stayed home because she was mad. She wouldn't smile at nobody. She ain't want to sing on the choir no more. She ain't want to do nothing because she was mad. Because my cakes is, everybody, who cake is better? Don't do that. I said, don't do that. Don't do that. You know, because people want to say, one, because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, you know, but if you my friend, but all her people that she hung out with was going to the other side, and she ain't like that. So now she decided, I ain't baking no more. Don't nobody ask me to do nothing, you know. So
wow.
That was one that was really crazy.
Wow.
Cool.
Well, listen, to our listeners, 347-285-7777. You know the number. Text and let us know either the craziest complaint you've heard other Christian people make, or now that you have now that it's your former life, as Pastor Gail would say, what crazy complaints have you made in your former life? So come on, give it to us, Pastor KL. What are the craziest complaints you've ever heard one of the Christians make in church?
Well, I've had a member leave the church because she didn't know who was going to preach every Sunday. She wanted to know what was the lineup, so she could decide whether she was coming or not. Oh, yeah. You know, there's some people that only want to hear certain preachers, you know. She didn't want to waste her time coming all out if it was the wrong preacher.
You know what? I don't want to waste my time coming out because it might be the wrong preacher. You know what? I tell you, these people here, you know, this is why we can't corral the rest of the world. Because, you know, you can't get yourself together. How are you going to pull in somebody else? So she stopped coming and she never came back, Pastor KL?
Never came back.
Wow. Pastor
Ed. She did some cameos. She did cameos. Like, if she heard somebody was preaching, she'll show up. But, yeah, she did stay.
Wow. That's crazy. Pastor Ed, did your lady ever return?
Unfortunately, yes, but she returned because... No. Okay, wait. I said that wrong. Let me rephrase that. What I meant I didn't mean it was unfortunate that she came back. Not really. But what I meant was...
Okay, yeah, clean that up, Pastor, and she might be listening.
No, she's not. Well, she may be listening somewhere around the throne. But because, unfortunately, she got sick and called for me, and she did not recover from her illness.
Wow. Mm. Wow. Listen, you see what happened? When you put all this crazy stuff before God, look at you, couldn't even come back if he wanted to. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, she didn't get to physically come back alive. Literally, her last time or next time in the church was in a coffin.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I hope all of you are paying attention to this here. You know, I came across something here about, you know, complaining Christians, and it's not okay to complain about everything. You know, it's just not okay. And I have some points, and I'd love to hear you all expound on it. And one of the things it says, you know, complainers have very little appreciation. Very little appreciation in their life. What would you say, Pastor Ed?
Oh, listen. First off, it is a, I can't even find the, it is so agitating and irritating to me. Especially, let's talk about Christians in the United States that complain and nitpick about everything. First off, there are people in 70% of the world who don't know what they're going to put in their mouth, not from one day to the next, but from 1 hour to the next. Don't have clean water to drink. Some of them don't have decent air to breathe, don't have shelter. You know, I could just go down the laundry list of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Let's just say that, the basic. And here you are with bread under both of your arms, shoes on feet, clothes, and you cannot stop and show gratitude, but you find a problem with everything under the sun. I used to say, you know, you've heard the term, they major in the minors. Little petty things of no significance.
Right.
And you're focusing and shining a light on it. And there are people laid up in hospital bed that wish they could be in your quote-unquote miserable situation with a reasonable portion of their health and strength. And so I have a very low tolerance for complainers. And that's just,
wow.
Anyone will tell you, very little can push my buttons, but that's one of the things that can set me off, and I really have to pray.
Wow, wow, wow. Pastor Charlene, you know, we're talking about complainers, and they think complainers have very little appreciation.
Absolutely. I was thinking on the part of where that when you have to tell people that they need to raise their hands, where there's somebody that rolled in a wheelchair and barely don't have, they can't walk, but they praise the God harder than the ones that got 2 feet, the ones that have a mouth. You know, I have a young lady that she can't even really talk. And even in the mix of that, she's praising God through how she know how to, you know. So, yes, and you look at them and you're like, but God's been good to you and you done told us, you know, that you were sick or whatever, but you ain't got no kind of praise in you at all. You're just sitting there like God ain't did nothing for you and expect somebody to pump you up to get you ready for what God has done for you. You know, so that's my big one, you know. And we have in the church, we have a little, she's 2 years old. This baby has cancer in her eyes. And
wow. They
had to take her eye out. She has issues sometimes when she can't walk, you know, and she goes back to like a cradle baby sometimes. And this little girl prays harder than anybody in the church. That little girl when her legs is good, that little girl run around the church. She shouts. She want to sing. And we say, look at this baby right here. And all of y'all are good? Are what you're doing? And you think that God is pleased? Yeah.
Wow. Pastor KL, you know, we're talking about the fact that, you know, complaining Christians have little appreciation. What would you say?
Yeah, they complaining Christians really don't care about nothing but themselves, or no one but themselves. You know, and as was said, they want you to speak into their life, but they're not going to speak into anybody's life. They're not going to speak positive off of anything. You know, everything is a negative thing. You know, I have someone who works for me now, and he calls himself a Christian, but everything that come out of his mouth is negative. Everything, you know. I tell him that the sun is blue. Yeah, it's blue, but, you know, it could be a little brighter. You know, I just don't understand why I got to be that color blue. You know, everything is bad to him. You know, and,
wow.
You know, that's how Christians are sometimes. Everything is bad. And I believe that some of them just do it for attention. You know, they're so lonely, they're so in despair where they are, you know, they just do it for attention. I don't even think they want to be haters. I don't even think they want to complain. It's that they don't know how to do anything else. They don't know how to get anybody else to speak to them unless they complain. And they don't even realize that all you're doing is pushing some folks away. You know, because when you first start complaining, we want to come to you and say, well, you know what, it could always be worse. You know, you got to thank God for where you are. But after a while, when you keep on saying it, listen, death and life lies in the power of the tongue. You know, you keep on speaking death into your situation, you won't die. You know, and I know people don't want to hear it cut and dry like that, but you keep on speaking this. You know, we keep on uttering stuff in the atmosphere, and we give the devil legal ground to work with what we're saying.
Absolutely. You know, they say that complaining Christians have limited awareness. Ah, now you all are kind of, you know, when you gave your first expression, you're all tapping into a lot of the other areas. But we've got to, you know, target this stuff because y'all are really hitting on some stuff here. And, you know, to have limited awareness. You ain't got no foresight. You ain't got no vision. Just like Pastor Kale just got finished saying, you can't see, you know, the forest for the tree. You know, you're always talking about what you don't, you know, I don't want to put it that way because that's something else. You know, you just don't have a vision for anything. You know, it just like one of you said about the, all you want to sing is anthems. You know, the time is because that's what was going on in her era. But in actuality, this the era's shifting. We're going to have to come up to the times. Pastor Charlotte, you know, that limited view is really what keeps you complaining.
Yes, it keeps you stuck like in a box and where that you won't allow to see out of the box, you know. And I always think that is it the people that you're being around? You don't have no positive. You don't have nobody that's pushing you. You don't have nobody that is, you know, showing you, you know. Stop thinking about one of the days I had said to them, stop thinking about the negative. Think of everything that God has done for you, that no man has done it, that God has done. So now let's get up and testify about that. Don't tell me about that. You know, my cousin Mary, she did this. We don't want to hear that. We want to hear something that God has done for you. And if you stay focused on nothing but that one thing, as time go on, you'll be able to build. And that's one of the things. They stuck in a box, and they don't want to see. You know, they don't want to see past their nose. I think that's the same we used to say. They don't want to see past their nose. You know, and where they're stuck at. So you have to be able to have that faith and step out of the box. Don't talk about it and quote these scriptures and stuff, and you're not going to do it.
Wow. You know, Pastor KL, we're talking about, you know, limited view. You know, you have no view for anything else other than what you can see, and that's what keeps you complaining.
Right, right. Let me put it this way. Unfortunately, some folks don't know it's raining until the storm hits their side of town. And I mean just to say this, that, you know, we've been dealing with COVID for a long time, and everybody thinks it can't happen to me until it affects somebody in your family. And then all of a sudden, COVID is real. All of a sudden, the issue is real. We don't see stuff until it knocks on our door and it gets close to us. And that's a bad thing. You know, we were talking last night, and we were talking about praying. People pray only when their back is up against the wall, when they're at their final destination, now they got a prayer life. Now they want to pray for everybody. Now they think their prayer is going to get somewhere. You know, but when have you deposited prayers that now you can withdraw when you're going through something? You know, our problem is we can't see nothing else but what we see in our house. And life goes on beyond your house. So you know, Job, he got delivered. He got healed when he prayed for others, when he saw the needs of others. We don't see the needs of no one else but the bread that's on our table. You know? They asked the woman for a piece of cake, and she said, listen, I only got this, and it's going to be for me and my son, and we're going to eat and we're going to die. She didn't see past where she was. So sometimes we got to see past where we are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Pastor Ed, that's what keeps these people complaining, because they have no vision and foresight. You know, what is going on with that?
It boils down to two key things in the walk of a Christian believer: faith and love. When you trust, first of all, when you love God, you can't help but show him gratitude for even the least thing that he does for us. And I don't consider any of it least, because if I wake up and I'm able to inhale and exhale breath, I'm grateful. So it shows there's some issues with your love for God when you can't show gratitude. And secondly, your faith. You know, this whole walk is about trust and faith, even when you can't see it in the natural. So it tells me their spiritual development is dwarfed. They don't have spiritual insight, vision, to be able to see spiritually beyond what they see in the natural. So there's some serious issues with their Christian development. They are very immature. They're carnal-minded, and they're immature. And when you're focused on yourself only, self-centered, you don't see anything else happen around you, because you've got tunnel vision, and it tunnels right to you. Nobody else.
Wow. You know, they talk about one other thing, and they talk about the complainer is always lacking. It's always something that they don't have. And you all kind of touched on it when you talked about appreciation. But for those who haven't quite picked up on this yet, you know, the complainer who's ain't never got enough. This just didn't hit their area. Pastor KL, let's get us started with that one, please.
That's because they have a woe is me mentality. You know, and sometimes they have enough. You know, a lot of times they listen, God said, I'll supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. So you have enough. You just want more. And you want somebody to be in a pity party for you. You know, I don't have this. I need this. I want this. You know, and a lot of times it's a pity party. You just need somebody to see you from your side. It's just an attention grabber, you know, and I've been saying that all day. You just want attention. You're in the midst of the crowd waving your hand saying, it's me, it's me, it's me. Come see about me, you know, and because you might not be the dynamic preacher. You might not be the dynamic singer. You might just be the usher. But you don't want to just be the usher, because it's not glamorous to you. So now you got to get somebody's attention by saying, I need this. Oh, I don't have enough of this. Can you help me with this? You know, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand.
Wow. Wow. Come on, Pastor Ed. You know, always lacking. The Christian complainer ain't never got enough.
But again, it speaks to a culture of entitlement. You know, I'm entitled to, why are you entitled to X, Y, Z? Again, having food and raiment. Paul said in Philippians 4:11, he says, I've been exalted, I've been debased, but I've learned that whatever state I find myself in, therein to be content. And so that denotes a level of knowledge of God and his commandments and his way to where, listen, I know the God I serve. If it's raining this hour, I trust my God that eventually the sun is going to shine again. It's not going to rain always. And even if it does continue to rain, God is going to give me a raincoat, an umbrella, and a boat if I need it. But it just denotes,
right,
you know, our relationship with him. And yes, entitlement. Because poor in this country is rich in many other countries. And I'm not trying to overstate and make light of those who may be dealing with need. But I'm just saying, people need to, even if they can't physically travel, they need to go to a library and get on the internet and see what other nations and people, you know, 70% of the world living on less than $2-3 a day. 70% of the world not having decent, clean, safe water to drink. A large percentage of the world that have food insecurity. We're talking about basics here. You mad because you can't get some red bottoms, and you got to go to Payless, but you got shoes on your feet, and you got feet on your legs, and so on. And so, just
It
you can tell this is a touch point for me.
absolutely. Pastor Charlotte, you know, we're talking about, you know, the complaining Christian is always lacking something. Something is always missing, no matter how much they have. Something is always missing.
Because they're so busy watching what the Joneses have and not appreciating what they have. You know, a lot of times we have to, when Pastor Ed was talking about out of the U.S., I was thinking about, what about your neighbor next door? What about the one that's down the street? What about the one that only had, we talk about that lady that come to church and she got that same skirt and that blouse and that might be the only thing, right? So when we get to the place of complaining, we're appreciative that, you know, I have this. I make sure that it's clean. I make sure that it smells good. I make sure, you know, that I have, my hair is done, you know, and we have to get to that place. Case in point, when I got hurt on a job, I used to live in one status. And then when I got hurt, money changed, you know, and then those that have get that only one check, you know, that month. It was hard for me because I was used to being able to do what I needed to, what I wanted to do, not what I needed to do, what I wanted to do. And I got out of that where that the Lord showed me that now take this little bit and appreciate what you have. And I didn't know that before that. I didn't know that because I was so used to having and knowing how to get more. And that was me at one time. And I had to learn how to become humble and appreciate because somebody don't have, in my building, they don't even have a stove or refrigerator in their apartment. Where we take for granted that it's automatic. There's so many people that don't have, you know, and just the little things, you know. And that's why I said that, because the little things, we don't see that. So be appreciative of everything that you have. Somebody don't have running water. Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. You know, in your closing, you know, I want us to go back to that. Go to another. You gave us one. Go to another crazy complaint that a church member had, and give us one of those points. Either they were lacking appreciation, or they were lacking because they felt like they were treated unfairly, you know, they didn't have enough, or they just lacked the foresight, you know, they lacked the view of what God could or hadn't done for a reason. Pastor Ed, we're going to start with you.
Okay, this one is really petty and insignificant, but we had a member leave the church over, no, because, you know, every quarter we had a church business meeting. And, you know, I hate business meetings, but anyway, this person got upset and left the church and caused a ruckus because she didn't like the way the church financial report was drafted. Now, mind you, I understand GAAP principles, generally accepted accounting principles. Our treasurer, who was an accountant, understood GAAP. One of the trustees was a former bank vice president. My point is, these were capable people, and they were doing it in the format that is acceptable to the IRS and all the other legal entities. And my point is, this person wanted it customized the way she wanted it customized for her own selfish personal benefit, gain, whatever the case is, and made that big of a stink that they left the church for a period. My thing is, be grateful that God is blessing you, that when you come in, it's climate controlled, you got cushioned seats, it's, the roof is not leaking, and you're, you know, just the little things that you're taking for granted, and you're nitpicking about the format and the layout and the detail of a financial report. You don't serve on no committee, and I'm being petty, but I'm be petty pastor this morning, and you don't give. So why are you worried about the detail of the financial report?
I'm all set.
Wow. So you don't even give, but you're worrying about what you're not getting. Ooh. Ah. All
yes,
right
ma'am.
Now, Pastor Ed. Ooh, come on, Pastor Sean. Give us one of those silly Christian complaints and point out one of the three areas we talked about this morning.
That's what I was trying to think, which area. One is I had a preacher that I wouldn't call him to come and preach. So he wanted to know why I would never ask him to preach. And it was a lot that came with it, the attitude. He felt that he was the pastor when I did allow him one time. And he started saying, you can come up and I'm going to pray for you, and he called his wife and said, can you come and lay hands? And I'm sitting there, I had to, did he just do that? He did not do that. So after he caught my eye, because he was trying not to look at me, so, you know, I had to come out and stand in front so he can see my face, because, you know, sometimes my mouth would be too much. So I wouldn't let him do it anymore. And I had a conversation, so he got mad, and he felt that I was jealous of his preaching, and that the people would want to hear him and not me.
Okay.
So, yeah. So that was the one that popped in my head. I was like, oh, I didn't really want to do that one, but okay. So now I was trying to think of the category of the small-minded that he was, because he did not care about, because he made a big thing about it in front of everybody. So it was like he did not care of the people of the word, because he was all over the place. So I don't even know what category would I put that in.
That's good right there. That's good right there. That's good right there. That's good
okay.
Right there. The limited foresight. You know, you have a position. Play it. That's it. That's
okay,
perfect.
So,
right
okay, yeah.
There. Very good. Thank you so much. That hits the nail right there. I hope a whole lot of people are listening. Play your position. Thank you, Pastor Charlotte. Pastor KL, you have the final word today. What's one of those crazy complaints? And how would you categorize it in one of the three we just talked about?
Well, first of all, I like to say that I am the pastor she wouldn't let preach. You know, so I just want everybody to know that she was talking about me. Now that you know who she's talking about, it's me. But now this is crazy. We had a function, and you know, usually at the end of the function, we usually have food, you know, for the guests, and one of the guest members was mad because there was no chicken in the menu.
Wow.
And she went to a whole church. I can't believe this is a black church and ain't no chicken. I can't, at least a piece of fried chicken, at least a piece of baked chicken. Ain't no chicken. And she just went on and on and on and on and on.
Wow.
About how there was no chicken on the menu. Black folks don't eat no meatballs. What are these meatballs doing on here? And these little Vienna sausage. There ain't no chicken. I mean, she just went off. She almost preached a whole message about no chicken. I was about to give her an offer. That's how much she was preaching about no chicken.
Wow.
I mean, she did a dissertation. I mean, she got deep. She went into the theology. Everything about that chicken. I mean, you would have thought she was talking about the fish and the five loaves, but she was talking about the chicken.
Wow.
So she fussed and fussed and fussed and fussed, and everybody was trying to tell her, lower your voice. No, ain't no chicken in here. Ain't no chicken. So, I equate her to the person that's always complaining. Because if there was chicken, there wouldn't have been no bread. If there was bread, there wouldn't have been no fish. There would have been something that we didn't have that would have made her upset.
Okay. Wow. So that's the person who's lacking, always lacking. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! All right. You know, I hope everybody paid attention to these complaints that you have. And you three did a fantastic job today of really just painting a picture of the types of things that we complain about and how, you know, it just really doesn't show godly appreciation for anything. So thank you so much, Pastor Ed, Pastor Charlotte, and our newly joined Pastor KL. And we pray you all have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Y'all do the same.
Yes.
Welcome, welcome.
I bless you.
Thank you. All right. Wow. Wonderful launch into our new set panel. We had Pastor Ed here today, so we really could round it off properly. I really prayed for that. So let us join hands and join hearts and go before the Lord together. Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, because you have been so great. You have looked beyond our faults and found our needs. You have tapped us on the shoulder to get up today, God. You were the alarm clock, as always. And we thank you, God, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. Not only did you wake us up, but you woke us up with brand new tender mercy. Thank you, Father. Because you didn't have to do it, but you did. God, we're talking about complaining Christians today, complaining people who call themselves you, who say that they're a follower of your son. And, Lord, we're just happy today because we got a snapshot of what true appreciation and the lack thereof looks like, God, that a lot of times we don't have examples of what we should do or what we should say or how we should think, God. And we thank you today because you've allowed that information to go forward, God. So nobody can say that they don't know. Because you always provide. You provide everything, God. There's always an investment so that we can improve, dear Heavenly Father. For those who feel
Like, they just don't have enough. You know, I got bread, but I don't have a whole loaf. You know, I got a piece of chicken, but it's not the whole chicken. You know, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that even if you did not give us the entire dozen of eggs, you gave us an egg. Your word says that you will supply all of our needs, God. And we pray that our mind would partner with your mind, that we would understand that our wants and our needs are two separate things, God. And you are a man of your word. You will supply all of our needs. And it just may not hit our wants at times. But if we look at being appreciative, that we won't miss the blessings, dear Heavenly Father. We talked about the complaining because there was a lack of vision that you couldn't see. Well, Lord, we just ask that you give us a brand new set of eyes so that we can see your glory. Yesterday, Shantice's word was pay attention to God. And today we're talking about the lack of vision that some of us have because we're not paying attention to you. We're looking at the world. As Pastor Shauna said, we're trying to keep up with the Joneses. But Lord, we're just asking you to help that peripheral vision to be expanded, that vision is not just a tunnel vision and sight, but that we would understand what we are looking at, because that makes the difference. And Lord, we're talking about just general appreciation, just being grateful and thankful for all that you do, that you don't owe us anything. So thank you. We say thank you because, as I said earlier, you didn't have to do it, but you did anyway. You know, when we don't pay attention to you, you got us. When we don't want you, you got us. When we reject you, you got us. So how can we have anything to complain about? Well, we shouldn't have had that piece of bread you sent someone with a care package, or someone blessed us with $5 and we didn't even have to ask. But because you knew the need, you fulfilled it. And we just pray, God, that the heart would just operate different, that the spirit would just operate different so that we could pay attention and see what's going on and what's coming from you. Your word says every good and perfect gift comes from above. So there's nothing that we get that does not come from you. You own it all. And we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for just rounding off our team this morning, God. Thanking you for the willing heart that accepted the invitation. And we pray, God, that, you know, the blessings would just keep on coming for each and every one of us, for our listeners, God, who we get up to minister to, God, and then we just step out of ourselves to live for them, to be able to explain and break down and deliver the word that you have called us to deliver, not the word that we prefer to deliver, not the word that we want to deliver, but the word that you have called on us to deliver, God. And sometimes when we go to say one thing and we feel that shift and we say something else, that we move according to your spirit, how you're guiding us to speak, how you're guiding us to respond. So we thank you for helping us to become more aware of our responsibilities so that we can be pleasing to you, that you get the glory out of our lives, out of our words. And we thank you, God, for choosing us, because you could have kept us in the dark, but you have brought us into your marvelous light. We ask you to bless every listener, that they would not just be a hearer, God, but that they would be a doer, that when they heard what was said today, God, they said, that's me. And now I've got to make that change, because God is not happy with what I'm doing, that what I'm doing is not pleasing to God, that God's not getting no glory out of my word, that my words are supposed to be uplifting and edifying, and I'm missing the mark. So now I got to turn that all around, and thank you, God, for calling it to my attention. That somebody may have said this to me already, but I brushed them off. Someone may have been showing this to me already, but I turned my back. I didn't want to hear. I didn't want to pay attention. So we thank you, God, for all the reconciling that was done today. And we just ask you to bless each and every one of us, whether we were a minister or a listener. Thank you, God. We give us the glory and the honor. So rightly do your name. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. What a morning. Oh, we've been talking about some crazy stuff here today. And we're just grateful to God that, again, there was an investment made in us. You know, we really, you know, when we think about that component of complaining that says that we're always lacking. How could we possibly serve God? How could we possibly say that we walk by faith, not by sight? How could we possibly say we know this God and we feel like we're lacking anything? And that was just a word for Stephanie this morning. You know, that last couple of days, my mind has been on a couple of things, and I didn't look at it like that. You know, but I give God thanks. I give God thanks. I always tell y'all, you know, I walk away from here blessed too. You know, I'm not just the moderator, the host, but, you know, God is really just an all-around God. He does not forget who needs what. He does not turn his mind away from anything. And, he doesn't turn his attention away from anything. And all of us are in need of his word. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful this morning for what he's exposed us to. And just when I said that, it hit me. Like, how can we feel like we're lacking anything? Like something is not in place. Something is out of place. Something is, it could be better. Something, you know, this should be some improvement in an area. And at the end of the day, it's all about the way we look at it. All about the way we appreciate things. It's all about the way we reconcile our life. And giving God thanks for just opening up that level of insight this morning to each and every one of us. You know, it just, I just really celebrate God with all of you today. You know, when we have our listeners, you know, write in or call in and say, you know, what they're thinking, and giving God thanks for just the interest in wanting to do so, you know, feeling like I want to be a part of, you know, that really makes a difference here, that you're not just sitting back and, you know, just listening. You're not just sitting back and, you know, shrugging your shoulders. Oh, I hear it. No. Your involvement means everything. And I thank you. And again, you know, when we're thinking about something that we might be lacking, if we start looking at the things that we have, you know, things that we take, you know, we take for granted, things that we don't appreciate, things that we overlook, that says a lot. That says a lot for us to get ourselves together, for us to, you know, meditate on God's word day and night. You know, have we been doing that? You know, are we sliding into an area that, you know, God, we feel like God is not there, that God forgot about us? You know, I'll say this much, you know, there's a question I ask God all the time, and I always say to God, you know, Do you love that person more than you love me? And that was one of the questions I had yesterday. I just kept asking her. I just need to know. Yeah, there's some, 'cause something ain't right here. And like I said, it wasn't until I was just listening to myself just now, and I was like, you know what, Stephanie? That, is that a way of saying that you're lacking? You know, because if you say you love that person more than you love me, that means that that person is getting something a little more than what I'm getting, or you're paying attention to that person more than you're paying attention to me, or, you know, you're not doing something for me, you know, for a targeted reason, and you're not paying attention to what I want or what I need. And, you know, that just kind of gave me my answer. The answer is no. The answer is no. No, God does not love this one more than he loves me. I keep telling y'all, you know, God does not snatch you before he snatches me. And I don't have the luxury of, you know, just laying in something like for weeks, you know. No, as soon as I start, it's like he just snatches my collar, like, get this together. And I get it, because I can't give it to you if I myself don't have it. And I give God thanks for that. I really, really do. So look at what we're talking about today. We're talking about lack, the lack of view, the lack of appreciation. Are you really lacking? And the answer is no. The answer is no. We're not ever lacking anything. So, you know, I'm just blessed, plain and simply blessed, you know, to have all of the Due Time crew in my life. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I couldn't do this by myself. You know, I didn't ask for this assignment. You know, this was given to me, and, you know, when you accept an assignment from God, you know, because I always say, once God gives you something, you can't say no. You just do it in faith and love. And I love doing what I do with you all every morning. I love it. And I give God thanks for that, because, you know, there's just things I could be doing of some other stuff that was, like, useless and not giving God the complete glory out of my life. But thank you, God, for choosing me. Thank you, God, for choosing my Due Time crew. Thank you, God, for choosing, you know, my listeners. Thank you, God, for choosing my family. Thank you, God, for choosing my congregants, my church family. Thank you, God, for choosing my neighbors. Thank you, God, for choosing my home. Come on. That's the way we're going out today. Just thanking God. Just thanking God. Showing God that we're not complaining, and we're going to. So what can you say with me? Just keep on going until I give my closing in like a minute. You know, thank you, God, for just choosing my clothes. Thank you, God, for choosing my children. Thank you, God, for choosing accessorize. Thank you, God, for choosing my doctors. Thank you, God, for choosing my all of my clothing that I wear. Thank you, God, for choosing those who do my hair. Thank you, God, for choosing just my friends that you've given me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You've been amazing. Amazing. You've been amazing. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off, and I want to thank my Due Time crew for coming through big time and helping me with the complaining. Thank you, God. Thank you for listening, and thank you for participating and sending in your comments. Thank you, Shantice, for relaying the comments. And
I want to just remind you to please choose Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to us. Until tomorrow, God spares our life where it's Wow Wednesday. I love you.